In the name of our living Lord and risen Redeemer, Jesus Christ, amen. Our text begins with the words, "As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you." When things go wrong in our lives, when tragedy occurs like September the 11th, when we are at war against terrorism, it is easy to doubt the sincerity of those words, "I have loved you." However, the truth is that God not only tells us that He loves us, God has shown us that He loves us because God gave us the greatest demonstration of His love by sending His own Son, Jesus Christ, to be our Redeemer and Savior. Jesus says, not only, "I have loved you," but also love one another. One thing so lacking in this sinful world of ours is love for each other. Terrorist attacks, violence, war, marital infidelities, child and spouse abuse, cheating, lying, sexual harassment, racial bigotry, lack of neighborliness, all are the products of hearts weak in love. As Jesus' disciples, we are not to have hearts like these. Jesus commands us to love each other, and this command is against our own sinful flesh, which is self-centered and self-indulgent. Jesus commands, warns us against our sins of pride and self-righteousness. Jesus tells us in four simple words how we should live our life. "Remain in my love." Listen to these words from the Bible of what true love really is and should be for each and every one of us. "Greater love has no man than this, than that he lay down his life for his friends." But God shows his love for us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. In Romans, "God did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all. Who then shall separate us from the love of Christ?" Because absolutely nothing can separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus. What an all-encompassing and magnificent love shown by our Almighty God to us lowly sinners. Jesus' love has covered all our sins. His love covered over the sins we know about and sins that we don't even remember doing. Jesus' love covers over our big sins and our small sins. His love covers over sins that we don't realize are sins, as well as those sins that we commit deliberately. Jesus' love covers over the sins that we continue to struggle with and those sins of the past that may still haunt us. Forgiveness is the greatest element of God's love. To win forgiveness for us was the reason why Jesus came to this earth. And forgiveness is the whole point of the Bible. Christ loves you and me. To love is not something that comes naturally to any of us. Our natural inclination is to be unloving and uncaring of one another. Love is not something, though, that originates within us, but it is something that is outside ourselves. The Apostle John said, "Love comes from God." Over and over in Scripture, we read of the importance of love for Christians. The Apostle Paul told the Christians at Corinth, who were dividing into various groups, "So faith, hope, love abide." These three. But the greatest of these is love. In Galatians, we are told one of the fruit of the Spirit is love. Love is called the greatest of graces because it is the one thing where there is a likeness between the believer and his God. God is love. And the more love we have for one another, the more we are like our Father in heaven. Someone has written, "Love is slow to suspect, quick to trust. Slow to condemn, quick to justify. Love is slow to offend, quick to defend. Slow to belittle, quick to appreciate. Love is slow to demand, quick to give. Slow to resent, and quick to forgive. The Apostle John describes perfect love by saying this: "By this we know love, that Jesus laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for one another." It isn't always easy to love fellow Christians when we have differences of opinion and feel strongly about our opinions. It isn't always easy to love a fellow Christian who has hurt us or let us down. Jesus did not say, "Love one another if the other person deserves our love, or if we can be reasonably certain the other person will love us in return." Jesus tells us in our text, "Love one another even when the other person isn't very lovable or loving us in return." As Jesus' selfless, saving love fills our hearts and lives, it changes us and makes us more Christ-like in our love to others. "By this, all men will know that you are my disciples, if you love one another." Where there is love for God in the heart, because he took away our sins, there also exists love for others. Faith shows its presence by its fruits, words and works of love for our neighbor. When we love others, we show our love for our Savior, Jesus Christ. Jesus' command is that we love one another. Our Lord's commands are his divine principles laid down in his preaching and teaching. His principles teach us how to live in relationship to others, to be merciful, loving, forgiving, helpful, and always to set a good example. Jesus taught us to pray and to have a strong faith and not to worry. Jesus' principles emphasize faith, humility, repentance, and watchfulness for his return. With the help of the Holy Spirit, what a profound privilege to follow Jesus' example of loving obedience, thereby proving our faith and love for one another. Our Savior, who has loved us, tells us to imitate that love and love one another. This does not mean merely that we are to be devoted to one another and to be helpful to each other. Even people who are not Christians do that much. Jesus means that we love people with the same kind of love he has for us. Love that seeks the eternal good of all. Loving each other is so important to Jesus that several times he brings this to the attention of the disciples. Love is the opposite of thoughtlessness and unfriendliness. Love is the opposite of hate, greed, selfishness, and meanness. Love cares. Love shares. Love forgives. Love opens hearts to the needs of others. Love dispenses with revenge and strives to rebuild shattered relationships. Love goes the extra mile, walking in the other person's shoes. God's love for us in Jesus Christ is the very thing which the Holy Spirit uses to turn each and every one of us from unloving and uncaring persons to caring and loving individuals. Now we will not just tell our spouse that we love them, we will show our love by our actions. We will not just say to our children that we love them, but we will show our love by setting the Christian example for them to follow and seeking both their earthly and eternal welfare. We will not just say that we love others in our church body and on our seminary campus, but we will defend them, speak well of them, and put the best construction on everything. We will not just say that we love other people, but we will show our love by seeking in various ways to share the love of Jesus Christ with the unchurched and unbelieving world that we live in. There's an old saying, your actions are speaking so loudly, I can't hear what you are saying. Hopefully, it will be said about all of us, our actions are speaking so loudly, I believe what you are saying about Christ. In verse 11, Jesus said, these things I have spoken to you, that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be full. This abiding joy and love, which we have by faith in Jesus, is best expressed in John, 1 John chapter 4, where we hear, God sent his only Son into the world so that we might live through him. And this is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the atoning sacrifice for our sins. Whoever confesses that Jesus is the Son of God, God abides in him and he in God. And he will never die, but have eternal life forevermore in heaven. Thank God for the wonderful love of Christ Jesus. And may the Holy Spirit fill all of our hearts with that love so that we let Christ's love shine in each and every one of us. Amen.